For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Open letter from Galvin.
This is an open letter to Old Man Fashion. Dear Old Man Fashion, seriously? Socks and sandals? What? That was never a good look. It's not like it was cool when you were a young whippersnapper and it carried over to now when you're older. Spartacus didn't wear socks with his sandals. And I'm guessing he's older than you? I gotta be honest with you, once somebody hits like 70, I have no idea just by looking at them how old they are. I'm guessing you're 113. I'm 71. Well, it's all wrinkles and giant hairy earlobes from where I'm standing. At what point in time was it a good look for you to wear your pants up around your nipples? When does that become a thing? Trust me, if Clint Eastwood can't make that look cool, you've got no shot. I'm pretty sure that's what The Who were singing about when they said, "I hope I die before I get old." Although, when you're a multimillionaire and you're considered rock royalty, that can take a bit of the sting out of turning 70. It's one thing to dress age-appropriate, it's a whole other thing to dress in old man fashion. Last thing I want to see is my 84-year-old dad wearing a Green Day t-shirt. But also, I don't want to see him wearing white New Balance with black socks and a Tommy Bahama shirt tucked into corduroy shorts. Yuck. Here's a question. What age is it cool to wear Ed Hardy, Affliction, or Von Dutch? Trick question. It's never cool. Stop doing that, please. So why do I care about what old dudes are wearing? I don't, really. I'm just trying to help you out. Just try dressing like somebody whose organs aren't rapidly shutting down. Just remember that old saying, you can catch more flies with honey than with vinegar. And even though I'm positive the ladies you're going after have way more in common with vinegar than they do honey, you should probably heed my advice. I'm Galvin from the Mike Kelta Show, and this has been an open letter to Old Man Fashion.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.